premiered this week, and she's on the phone. Katie Couric, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. How's your first week with your new show?
It's been fun. I can't believe it's only Thursday. It's been sort of the longest week of my life. It feels like the week that's really a month, but it's been great. We've all been working really hard. I'm really happy with the shows that we've done, and onward.
Heidi Klum was on talking about she's been messing around with the bodyguard.
Well, I think, I don't know if messing around, I think she's been involved with the bodyguard, and she had some comments about the things that Seal said. And, you know, I think it was a compliment to our show that she came on and sort of set the record straight and talked about her life and her situation instead of so she didn't have to keep reading these accounts in tabloids that weren't necessarily accurate. So, but she talked about a lot of other things. She's a pretty savvy businesswoman and a very interesting person in her own right. So that was an interesting conversation, I think.
You must have had quite a summer, Katie, waiting for your show to start with all the stuff that was going on. I mean, with Heidi and Seal, and then you had Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise, and wanting to get all these people. Are you able to attract a lot of these people? We're going to see other people like Heidi Klum come on and talk about their stories, like Katie Holmes, perhaps?
Well, I think, you know, obviously we'd love to have Katie Holmes come on, but, you know, I think it's not going to be necessarily true confessions of celebrities every day. You know, it's really going to be a mix of a lot of different topics and a lot of different shows, newsmakers, personalities. So, you know, yes, of course, we would love to have Katie Holmes come on, because I think everybody is fascinated not only by her marriage but subsequent divorce. And so that's something we'd like to do. But as I said, I think the variety is what really appeals to me, to one day be talking to Jessica Simpson about her struggles with weight loss and the whole cultural pressure on women to lose their baby weight, and then the next day have somebody inspirational like Amy Copeland, who's got the most positive attitude. And
this is a young woman that was jetlining or whatever it is, and she got the flesh-eating disease and lost her limbs.
Yeah, and she's 24 years old. She had to have all her limbs amputated, her arms up to the elbow, one leg up to her hip, and one leg below the knee. And, you know, she had the worst strain of flesh-eating bacteria that actually causes necrosis, which means, you know, your limbs actually start shrivel up and die because they can't have any blood flow to them. And
she was amazing.
It was obviously the most traumatic thing. And she's just been such a fighter, and she's in the gym doing 300 crunches, and she's learning to use a walker and brush her teeth and text with her nose on her iPhone. And, you know, I said, did you ever feel like you just didn't want to live? And she said, no, I love life. And, you know, she was so positive and optimistic and has so much faith.
Made you feel like a lazy bum, didn't she?
I think it makes you realize, put things in perspective and realize your problems may not be as huge as you thought.
You're going to have a hair show, and you're going to have Wendy Williams on. Are you surprised that... are amazed at how much our ladies spend on hair?
Well, I think I think all ladies, but I think particularly African American women spend a lot of time and money.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It was, and, you know, I guess, you know, Chris Rock did
that whole
documentary.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I thought was interesting is this whole natural hair movement and how some of our folks in our audience were saying it's linked to the obesity crisis, because women spend so much time and money on their hair, then they don't want to exercise. And this natural hair movement, I think, is a really fascinating thing that's going on. And that's one of the things we talk about in that show.
Are you going to have Gabby Douglas on in that segment?
No. No, although we did mention her, because we talked about the fact that people were criticizing her hair during the Olympics, and, you know, that was just sort of an interesting thing about sort of how how important hair is and other women's hair is
what time
other
do you,
women.
What time do you tape every day?
We tape, it depends. Sometimes we've been taping some at 10:30 this week, but probably around noon. We want to be able to be as topical as we can. So if there is a huge news story, let's say, God forbid, there's a shooting in Aurora, Colorado, we can then say we're going
to
switch gears and focus on that and maybe talk about that. But I think, you know, even if we don't do something the same day, we can talk about mental illness in America, or we can talk about gun control, or we can talk about issues that really are attendant to some of these news events in a much deeper, more substantive way.
All right.
Yeah, that baby weight, I'm working on that now.
And how many children do you have, Rodney?
Six, you know, plus, I don't know. I'm
the Katie Show. Katie Couric. Thanks
a
lot.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.